me. This is the conference coordinator. At this time, the call is being recorded. If we have any objections, you may disconnect. You may begin conference. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, welcome to those who are on the call. Just for the sake of roll call, we have Glenn and Liz and Aubrey and Margie and myself. I'm going to try to keep this fairly brief, but the whole idea was to get final confirmation on the motion that has been edited, including Steve Metallica's suggested edits that came through a couple days ago. I consider those to be friendly amendments, those on the call, let me just ask again, is anybody on the call, for the recording's sake, consider the amendments not friendly?
It seems friendly.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing nobody saying differently, we'll accept them as friendly amendments. And there were edits made to the hypotheses for studies 3 and 20 in Group E of the suggested studies, and I didn't see anything on the list that disagreed with those edits. The latest version of the motion, which actually involves the changes to studies 3 and 20, there were also no disagreements in that. So what I'm going to recommend, I was going to have one last call for discussion on this call. Does anybody on the call have any concerns about the way the motion is drafted now, including the changes to the hypotheses for 3 and 20?
Nope.
Okay. Good. And if there are other members of the study drafting team that do have any concerns, that from this point on, I'll let them do that via the council. And if they're not on the council, they can do it through any one of us that are on the council. I certainly would assist in that regard. I know Aubrey would too. And I'm sure.
Well, actually, I think you know they continue also to use this list if they occur to them. And it's being scheduled for the open meeting on Wednesday, so they'll be able to fully speak also. So
good. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. And then there were as far as the who is study definitions. My recommendation is that we go ahead and send them along with the motion. Liz, I think it's okay to just note that Tim had suggested some edits, but those were not incorporated because we were unable to get some feedback, so those could be pursued further if they want. Is Tim on the call?
Yeah, I'm on the call.
Oh, good. Good.
Steve Bianca.
Oh, Steve, welcome. Well, we moved ahead, guys. Let me ask each of you, are you okay with the motion as currently drafted, including Steve Metallica's friendly edits that he sent a couple days ago and the changes to hypotheses 3 and 20 that have been out on our list for quite a while?
Steve Del Bianco, yes.
Thanks, Steve. Tim?
Listen, it's kind of a loaded question, but I have no
further objections.
No objections to raise at this point. Yeah.
Okay, good. And Tim, there's still opportunity. It's not as if this thing's in concrete. What we want to do though is get it out to the council list, and so you'll be able to you could do further things there. The second issue is then the working definitions. And Tim, you had some. Some suggestions for some additional edits, and I think Liz had gone back to you to see if you had any other, and welcome Carlos, if you could help out with some specific language for those. At this stage, what I'd like to do is just go ahead and send the working definitions as they are along with the motion, and encourage you to suggest those edits to the working definitions after we do that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that way we can get these things and people can get them to their constituencies so that when the topic does come up on the open meeting, in the open meeting on Wednesday, constituencies will have had them for a while and so forth, because we're really running out of time now to do that. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, those comments came in from some of our registrars who were just, they were just really late in getting comments in, so I understand the issue that raises.
Sure, and again, it's still possible to get those in there. I would just ask that if your constituency, if the registrars want some changes made there, that you propose them, like Aubrey pointed out earlier in this call, that they are working definitions, so it's not as if there's anything formal or official about it. We would like them to be as good as possible, though, for when the study estimates and feasibility are done, assuming that does go forward. Carlos, what we did before you jumped on is, let me just ask you a couple questions. Number one, are you okay with the motion as currently drafted, including the edits made by Steve Metallitz on our list a couple days ago, or suggested by Steve, and then also the changes to the study hypotheses for studies 3 and 20. That's been out on the list for quite a while. Are you okay with the motion as it stands in that regard?
Yeah, I'm okay, but just to confirm, Chuck, the changes that Steve has suggested, are those related to the provisions of RAA and to change the wording of liability under registration agreement provisions?
It has nothing to do with changing the RAA, but he changed the way it's, the RAA section is referenced in that.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all it was, and so I think it was a little cleaner the way he did it.
Yeah.
And didn't really change the substance at all, in my opinion.
Not that much. I recall Stephen said something like a friendly amendment, just to put it more in an accurate way. But in any case, I'm okay with both wordings.
Okay.
Of the, so sounds fine for me.
Thanks. Appreciate that. And then a second question for you, Carlos. The plan is to go ahead with the working definitions of the terms as they exist now. The only thing we were waiting on was a possible some additional changes that might be possible from something that Tim suggested from the registrar's constituency, but we haven't been able to get those incorporated. It's still possible to do that going forward. So what I would like to do is just to ask Liz to go ahead and send the motion as it's currently drafted with all the edits accepted, so it's a clean version, to the council list, along with the current version of the working definitions, and ask constituencies and the ALAC liaison and anyone else, it should be sent to the GAC as well, to review those and to forward them to their constituencies and be prepared to discuss that in the working meeting, the open council meeting on Wednesday in Mexico City. Anybody?
That's
go ahead.
No, that's perfect for us. Actually, I have sent to the NCC list the definitions sheet, and we hadn't had much discussion on that, so I think it's okay to go forward with it, and I will resend all documents to the NCUC list.
Good.
And see if we get some input so that we can bring that to the GNSO list. So
excellent.
That's fine.
Okay. Then I think we're all on board, everybody that's on the call now. Go ahead.
One thing we need to do is figure out who's making the motion and seconding it out of this group. Any of us can do it, but somebody will need to actually be the one that does it. You know, you can do it on behalf of the group. I can do it. Someone else can do it. But
any volunteers on the list? It would be good for counselors who are on this group, I think, to make and second the motion, although that's certainly not required. Probably since Carlos and Tim their constituencies are taking a different position on this, it might be better if Avery and I do it. Steve Del Bianco is not on anymore, I don't think. That's why I said that. Aubrey, you want me to go ahead.
Sorry, this is Carlos. I can go back to the NCC and see if the guys agree with us second the motion, but on my personal capacity, I alone cannot guarantee, like,
sure.
We could be the ones to second it.
Sure.
I can get back to Mary and to Bill to see if they agree with that, but in any case, if someone else wants to jump ahead and to second it, it's fine for us. But,
well, my suggestion would be to not put you, even have you go through that exercise, because I could put the motion forward once I get the clean copy from Liz, and then, Aubrey, you could second it, right?
Yeah,
either I can second it, or, you know, someone from some other constituency,
sure,
can do
that's
it.
That's right.
But in the
yeah.
end, I'll do it before it's too late.
Good.
But
so you'll be a backup if we need it, and I'll encourage people on this on our list for the WHO study drafting team for somebody on the council to second it. So
okay.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about today?
Chuck, it's Liz.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just let the group know that I continue to work with and hear from the ALEC. They are trying to just put up a poll. They put together a draft of their priorities, but they're going to do a formal poll on it over the next few days. Cheryl Langdon-Orr has suggested that we take what they've done so far and incorporate it, you know, as a sort of initial view with the, you know, or at least suggested that that's a possibility. You know, I have their input, which I just got, or I can try to verify it with them, because I'm not quite clear on it, when they think the poll would be over, so
right.
would they actually have the number, because I'm not quite clear on that. But they are working quite hard to try.
Good.
To
well, I would suggest at this stage that we don't change anything until we get a little more official word from them, just because
right.
I think the most important thing now is to get the motion out.
Right.
And
yeah, I have a pocket today. I'll try to post it later this evening, but if I don't, it'll be first thing my turn tomorrow.
That'll be okay, because we don't want to cause any confusion with regard to the council meeting tomorrow.
Right, that's true too. Okay.
And so
okay.
I won't post the motion on the wiki and make it to the council list until after the council meeting tomorrow. I think
okay.
that's probably better.
Great, thanks. And on their results, at this point, my recommendation would be that it go through with the results we've got now. If they come up with a set of numbers from their poll, that's great. We can publish a informational table that shows how it changes, if it changes, with their values.
Yeah. Right.
And just so add that in as part of the discussion implementation. Make a presentation of that at the beginning of the Wednesday conversation. But at this point, I think that what we've got and where we've gone, and that this serves basically as first comment at this point.
Good. Yeah.
One other thing I want to offer to do, we don't have a single document at the moment that has all the hypotheses on it with the grouping identified by letters. So anyone outside our little world would have a very difficult time going through the various places where we show that some studies were changed to groupings. What I'm wondering is whether I should prepare and publish something that has all the studies on it with the grouping letters essentially grouped the way that the motion is.
Very, very good idea.
Absolutely grand.
Because it's
in our little group, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that tomorrow as well.
Good. Well, yeah, that's a super idea, and probably one we should have done a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, I know. I should have thought of it.
No, that wasn't meant as a criticism.
We're all running awfully fast. So.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so. That's it.
Okay, anything else? Okay, thanks everybody for joining and for all the very constructive work on this effort, and appreciate it very much, and we'll take it from here. Again, for those of you that are members of constituencies, please forward the final motion and the the working definitions to your groups as quickly as possible and ask them to make sure that they provide feedback before the Mexico City Council meeting. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, thanks. All righty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Thanks.